Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.
Hey there, Bob Boylan here. This concert's part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. We started back in mid-March of 2020 when we couldn't record concerts at my desk at NPR due to the pandemic. You can watch this concert at npr.org or on the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
Oh, Hi there, my name's Tom Adams. I'm performing to you from my house in Cornwall in England. We've been in lockdown here for 7 weeks now. I'm starting to lose track of time a bit, but it is what it is, and we all need to do what we need to do, and I'm actually really happy to have this opportunity to play some music for you wherever you are in the world. So if you're listening in, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy it. Ooh.
a guitar, it wouldn't matter where you are. You could just take me in your arms and hear the music in my heart. Playing gently. And if I was a melody, then you could take me when you leave. And anytime you felt the need, you could just sing along with me. Perfect harmony. You take me into your dear heart, into your dear heart. You take me into your dear heart. A song, then it would last a lifetime long. But if I played anything wrong, you could trust that I would keep on playing every day. And if my love was a guitar, it wouldn't matter where you are. You could just take me in your arms and hear the music in my heart, singing just for you. You take me into your dear heart, into your dear heart. You take me into your dear heart, where I belong with you.
Thank you very much.
take the road wherever it's going. But as I walk away, it comes to me that all the songs you meant to sing and all the words you meant to read, all the places that you meant to see, and all the days that passed you by, and all the ways you wasted time, and all the things you realized just too late, and all friends that you still miss, you kept in touch but cast adrift. You walked away but now you're looking back, and all the stories left behind. But when you read the final lines, just turn a page and start to write something new, because all the choices that you make, these are not regrets to take with you, they're just postcards from the road. So roll on by and just don't mind the passing miles. You'll be alright. You'll sail a boat across the world. You'll find a story no one's heard. You'll sing a melody you loved endlessly. You'll stay up late and watch the stars. The universe might drift apart, you will be safe in your lover's arms. You'll go home and see your friends and find the years you lost with them. You'll leave behind what you believed. Throw these songs into the breeze just to stand beside the analog sea and dream. Follow your feet, and wherever they lead, you'll always be
Across America, history is often recorded on small markers. You've probably seen them on the sides of roads, in front of buildings, in the middle of nowhere. NPR's Laura Sullivan spent a year investigating thousands of markers and found a distorted version of America's history, but also curiosities, humor, and joy. Listen to the new episode of The Sunday Story on the Up First podcast from NPR.
Do you want in on a secret? Like, why your favorite pop star is so popular? Or why a makeup fad is suddenly sweeping your feed? It's that none of these things happen by accident. On the It's Been a Minute podcast, I don't just tell you what's trending. I dig deeper to find out why. Join me, Brittany Luce, on It's Been a Minute from NPR.
Numbers that explain the economy. We love them at The Indicator from Planet Money. And on Fridays, we discuss indicators in the news, like job numbers, spending, the cost of food, sometimes all three.
So my indicator is about why you might need to bring home more bacon to afford your eggs.
Ba-dum.
I'll be here all week.
Wrap up your week and listen to the Indicator podcast from NPR.